investigation. TIZ reports a 60% overall score in Zambia's decentralization policy pilot, and Ethiopian troops executed aid workers in Tigray War, charity says.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. President Agai Ndahijlemaha says the matters identified in the audit report of the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers are currently under investigation by relevant law enforcement agencies. President Hijlema has noted that while his decision to engage an independent external audit initially faced resistance from opposition figures who are now citing the audit's findings, he remained resolute in prioritizing integrity over partisanship. The president has emphasized that all relevant government departments are fully cooperating with investigators to ensure a thorough, impartial and fair process. The head of state has further stressed that everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty and that the full findings of the audit will be made public once investigations and due processes are complete. This is according to a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaga. Transparency International Zambia has reported an over 60% performance in the pilot assessment report on the 2023 National Decentralization Policy Implementation in the country. The assessment was done in 10 districts in the country, targeting Chipata, Livingstone, Jouma, Kasama, Katete, Mansa, Mongu, Ndola, Peterhuke and Solwezi, and the data was collected between April and July 2025. Making a presentation during the launch of the report, TIZ Advocacy Policy and Research Manager Bright Chizonde said the assessment revealed an average performance of the under-decentralized governance at 66%, fiscal decentralization at 57%, and policy coordination at 58%. Mr. Chizonde has further highlighted that Livingstone was the best performer with an implementation rate of 73%, Katete at 72%, while Peterhuke and Kasama were the least performers with an implementation rates, of 48% and 47% respectively.
The average performance under the decentralized governance theme was 66% as compared to 57% on fiscal decentralization and 58% on policy coordination, leading to an overall performance of 60%. Livingstone was the best overall performer with an implementation rate of 73%, followed by Katete at 72%, while Peterhuke and Kasama were the least performers with the implementation rate of 48% and 47% respectively. Other notes is that it was notable that government has taken action to realign existing subnational structures to the World Development Committee, as they have become the primary entry point for public participation in local level policy implementation.
Meanwhile, GIZ Enact Head of Program, Pramita Segupta, has welcomed the audit findings and urged that they be used to enhance transparency within the medical supply chain.
The government has taken the right first steps. What is now essential is to translate this framework into tangible outcomes. This means regular monitoring, open dialogue, and adapting where challenges arise. As Enact in GIZ, we welcome the findings of the TIZ study, and we are encouraged by the practical functionality of the portal being launched today. This is not just a data tool. It is an empowerment tool. And we look forward to seeing how Zambians across all sectors, civil society, media, academia and government, can use the insights from the assessment to enhance transparency.
The government has revealed that stakeholders in the poultry sector are expected to reduce the price of chicken following a significant drop in stock feed prices. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga said major stock feed producers such as Novatech and National Milling have slashed prices by between 32 and 35%. He has attributed the reduction to an adequate supply of grain, a stronger kwacha, and the availability of affordable fuel. Mr. Mulenga said he expects the price of day-old chicks to drop soon and reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting local producers and ensuring citizens benefit from improvements in the agricultural and poultry sectors.
these stock feed producers, Novatek, National Milling, and a number of them, they've reduced now the cost of stock feed by 30 to 35%. Why? There's enough grain, the kwacha is stronger against the dollar, the mobility of these things, they are able to move feedstock from one place to the next at a decent, affordable fuel line. So these fundamentals are coming in place. They are now going to reduce. So from stock feed now coming down, the next we should see is the day-old chicks coming down. The next thing we should see from stock feed, day-old chicks coming down, is the price of chicken at the market coming down from what it is. So this we have to just make sure that as a team, we work together, we strengthen what we are supposed to do for the good of the Zambian public.
Now, UNESCO has reaffirmed that infrastructure development is permitted at World Heritage sites, provided it meets acceptable standards and safeguards these sites' outstanding universal value. Speaking at a high-level side event organized by Zambia on harnessing the coexistence of heritage conservation and energy development, UNESCO World Heritage Director Lazo Osomo has stressed the need for early dialogue and robust technical evaluations before decisions become irreversible and potentially detrimental to a site's outstanding universal value. The event, held on the sidelines of the 47th session of the World Heritage Committee, convened ambassadors and UNESCO delegations to provide technical clarification and justification regarding the scope and associated impacts of BGHEs, a major renewable energy project designed to generate 2,400 megawatts of electricity. And African World Heritage Fund Executive Director Dr. Albino Jopela has emphasized that the World Heritage Site, to be meaningful to the communities who are custodians of these sites, it must reflect a balanced approach across economic, environmental, social and security dimensions. Meanwhile, Zambezi River Authority Chief Executive Officer Engineer Munyarazi Munadoafa has highlighted that the Batoga Gorge Hydroelectricity Scheme aligns with the International Union for Conservation of Nature Best Practices and the World Heritage Impact Assessment Toolkit. This is according to a statement issued by the First Secretary for Press at the Zambian Mission in France, Naomi Mwemba.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
PricewaterhouseCoopers Zambia has warned that the manufacturing sector is likely to continue facing significant challenges due to the ongoing energy crisis in the country. PwC country senior partner Andrew Chibuye has emphasized the urgent need to explore alternative energy sources, noting that major water bodies like the Kariba Dam are unlikely to recover to optimal levels in the near future. Speaking when he featured on the Red Hot Breakfast show this morning, Mr. Chibuye has acknowledged positive economic developments, including the strengthening of the exchange rate and rebounds in the mining, agriculture and tourism sectors. He has further projected that Zambia is on track to achieve a GDP growth of over 6% in 2025.
When you look at the manufacturing sector, which is also quite, it's a very disparate group. So the large manufacturers, the small manufacturers, all of them need energy, a lot of energy. It's been expensive to continue. The ones who have been able to continue running their factories have had to incur significant cost, right? Those who haven't been able to make alternative plans have obviously been disadvantaged. I think the outlook is that with additional generation expected, I mean, personally, I don't see that we'll go back to the Kariba Dam being full and no more generation by ZESCO for a while. If you look at the statistics in terms of where water levels are, it's going to take a long time, if ever.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To the Horn of Africa, Ethiopian government forces executed three employees of medical charity Medicine Sans Frontiers while they were on a humanitarian mission in Ethiopia's war-hit northern Tigray region 4 years ago, a senior MSF official has told the BBC. Raquel Ayora's comments came as MSF released its findings into what it called the international and targeted killing of a three Spanish national and two Ethiopians at the height of the now-ended Tigray conflict. MSF's Spence General Director said they were executed. The BBC has more on other stories.
President Trump has told the BBC that while he is disappointed with President Putin of Russia, he wouldn't give up on him yet.